A good day, Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shiur number 139, regarding self-esteem. And we talked about the unhealthy shoulds versus the healthy shoulds. And the key, really, a lot of it is that we are told by culture, by society, that we things we should do, even in our own cultures, what we should do. And very often, it is like Mehechites, who says that you should. Even though should can be very detrimental to you, and you need to ask, and I've seen that to find healthy people to advise you regarding that blockage. We went in the previous year about L'chumra, when people try to be machmer on themselves on things that are shtusim. If I wear this type of glasses, I'm kosher. If I wear that type of glasses, I'm treif. If I wear that type of beged, I'm kosher. If I wear that type of beged, I'm treif. Weisse Socken instead of schwarze Socken, or vice versa, then you're not part of the kehillah. It's like you're done, you're thrown out of the chutzla machne. The Anani covered spit you out because you're wearing the wrong pair of socks. But we have the other way around too, by the way. People will want to be doima to the goyim, to be doima to the unhealthy culture. They wear this, so I need to wear this. They have a certain type of dresses or hats or cool cars or salad dressings or books or jobs or whatever, and you need to follow suit just because they do. That's also an unhealthy should. The unhealthy should goes both ways. In the previous year, or I started out, are the shoulds that make you go more to the extreme of being machmer on things or trying to restrict. But there's also the wrong shoulds of what other people that are unhealthy to do. And unhealthy to go. You should go to a Super Bowl party because the whole world goes to Super Bowl parties. And you should go this year because you went for 6 years straight. But then you ask yourself, who says? Says who? There's a rule that says that I have to go to a Super Bowl party every single Super Bowl. And if I want to uproot it, and it's not that hard for me, or even if it is, and I say I'm not doing it this year, who's stopping me? Just because of my should? My should that was based on 6 years of habit that may or may not have been healthy? Who is chaining me down to that seventh year that I have to do the same thing I did the 6 years before in those things that are not healthy? If you want to say on a Yom Kippur, I finished Mishnayis Masechtas Yuma for 10 years in a row and I want to do it for the 11th year, that very likely is a healthy should. Why not? You have the koiches, you're able to do it. You did a beautiful thing for 10 years in a row. Do it for the 11th year. Or the ones who finish Shas once, Daf Yomi. Do it a second time, Daf Yomi. That's healthy shoulds, for the most part. 1,000%. Now, if on Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, your wife is expecting and she goes into labor and you have to go to the hospital and things got hectic and it's the middle of Yom Kippur and then you didn't do that whole Mishnayis Yuma because you simply did not have the time, that Yom Kippur. So that was Yom Kippur number 11, where the first 10 you did the Mishnayis Yuma, the whole thing, and this time you didn't because you, Baruch Hashem, had a boy or a girl, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And now it comes year 12. Then the other opposite of the should, you're going to say, oh, the should broke. I already broke the cycle, so I'm going to go back and not do Mishnayis Yuma because I didn't do it last year. No. Here, you're mechazik a healthy should. For 10 years straight, I learned the whole Mishnayis Yuma on Yom Kippur. Last year, I didn't only because my wife, Baruch Hashem, was expecting. I had to run to the hospital and take care of everything and walk back and whatever it is I needed to do. And I couldn't do it. But this year, Baruch Hashem, I can. So I go back to that should. That also works. It's the going back to a healthy should. Person always tips at a restaurant. And let's say give generous tips. Let's say at one time they had poor service, not because it was too busy. Sometimes you notice it's poor service because they're understaffed and the crazy amount of people came in and they really tried. So you would tip them anyway because you realize they tried. Fine. But let's say it's really poor service. They're really, really neglectful. And the stuff was dirty or whatever it is. But you feel, oh, no, I have to tip them. Why? Because I always tip. No. Who says? You break that habit, and over here, you don't tip. You even put in a complaint. Your complaint is not just for your own selfish behavior. Oh, I didn't enjoy it tonight, but for the other customers. You give me a dirty knife. Who says you didn't give someone else in the customer a dirty spoon? And they're taking the dirty spoon and they're eating your soup with it. So I should complain. And I'm not going to give a tip at all. And I'm going to complain too. That's healthy in that instance. Hashem makes changes in life so we could adapt to those changes and serve Him b'chol derechecha da'eyu, in all your ways. B'chol derechecha, all your ways, is not a fixed shoulds. It's based on the chachma bina v'das of that particular moment, what to do in that particular moment. Sports fans have that machla too. There's an illness to sports fans to a certain degree. It's okay to enjoy a game. I know I'm going to be put into some type of corner, the doghouse, for even saying that you can enjoy a game in sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, football. No. It's not the end of the world. It's a good thing in many cases to enjoy it. But the obsessiveness of it, to go crazy over a home team victory or loss, to live through your life, through these athletes, through their accomplishments or their lack of accomplishments of these athletes, to get your day is ruined because the pitcher you hope to have a no-hitter killed it in the seventh inning. Your day is ruined because you were rooting for a basketball team and they lost by 1 point. So your night is shot and you come home in a bad mood and you scream at your wife. You're living through that sports team. That's what's unhealthy, the lack of balance. Or maybe think to yourself, so what that he knows how to shoot a basketball? Or that they're an athlete? I sit on my couch, pressing on ice cream and cookies, watching this when I could go and do something with my own life. Now again, a healthy outlet for a particular period of time, nothing wrong with it. But if you're living your life like this, like when football season, for those 16 plus weeks, 17 plus weeks, your life is shut down. And you tell your wife, I could go with you here and there, but football season, I'm not here. Part of the marriage contract. That's crazy. And then when the World Series comes out, and very often it's during Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Simchas Torah, and your head is always in there. That's unhealthy should. Leave it be. So all of these are examples of using your Seichel HaYosher, having a Seichel HaYosher to be able to daven for guidance, ask for right guidance, to not be stuck into patterns of behavior just because the world says this is the way it should be, and or just because you say this is the way it should be. This concept of a good girl, a good boy, has a certain criteria. You have to go to this seminary, you have to go to that seminary, you have to go to this base medrash, you have to go to that base medrash. Says who? Says the Rabbi Shlomo? Or if a child has a real drive for music and loves music, and you shut it down because it's pasnished, instead of taking it and guiding that child and saying, yes, you keep your siddurim and you daven shachas mincha ma'ariv, you keep your mitzvahs, and then you want this as an outlet, use it the right way, kol hakavod. And if you have the money, I'll even pay for your lessons. And just I'm guiding you, you don't learn unhealthy music. You only learn of healthy, good, beautiful music. You guide, you direct, you don't squash a talent. You don't squash a yearning. A child has the ability to draw. You encourage it. You don't say, a Yiddish voile yingle. Someone knows Yiddish. A child that's a Jewish, B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, they never drew. What right have you to draw? What's wrong with you? No. You're killing the kid when you do that. Hashem put it in there for a reason. And it's not just Atzasi Yitzahara, a Nisayon. No. He gave you the Kayach of drawing. Use it for good. Become a Sefer. Draw beautiful illustrations on children's books of Yiddish and Mekoris books that will help people learn help people daven, help people learn the Aleph Beis, these Aleph Beis books, and you know how to draw. Draw beautiful pictures. You like drawing scenery, draw scenery and think Morabu Masech Hashem as you're drawing it and sell it and make money off it. Kala Kavod. Don't quash it. While the time you're drawing, you can't learn in Yavul Mistach Samach Beis Amid Aleph. The answer to that, you learn Yavul Mistach Samach Beis Amid Aleph when it's time to learn Yavul Mistach Samach Beis Amid Aleph. But when it's time to draw, I draw. And I draw L'Shem Shemayim. Bechol Derechecha Da'ehu. When you obey an external, you're blocking the internal. Very often that's manifested in external things that you become self-righteous about your behaviors. And you have hostility towards others that don't fit in into your shoulds that you have for the rest of the world. Listen, I'm generally a shkia person. I like davening Myra before the first type of shkia. Someone davens mincha 10 minutes after shkia. Do I need to be bent out of shape? Go mishiga? Post kol kairis? Tell the yayin is yayin nesech now? Because they daven mincha, because the Mishnah Berurah says you only could daven till then, and they daven 10 minutes later, all of a sudden the yayin is pasul, yayin nesech? Those are those unhealthy, self-righteous, destructive things that are holding back from the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Those are the destructive things that are holding back our Geula. Those are the destructive things that are bringing Tzaris to Klal Yisrael. V'us gai dirun. What does it make a difference to you? Shaving, not shaving. There's yesh l'kan, ginnik shein. All of these things. Lazup. Follow your Rav. Do what you need to do. And don't make the whole world mishiga. Don't be self-righteous about your behavior. You're the B'nai Aliyah all of a sudden. Says who? Says you? This is the Avodas HaKodesh. This is Aderech. This is the way we do it. This is the way the Yid should act. Implying the other way is nish, the way the Yid should act. Not everyone means it this way. We have to be the kanskos when people talk that way, that they don't mean it this way. But unfortunately, as we all know, we become victims to this. And we need to force ourselves to stop it, to hold back. To hold back. You, your whole life, never daven shachris before 7, after 7 a.m. Never. And you see a guy coming in at an 8 o'clock minyan. Ooh, treif. Is it healthy to go 9:30, 10, 11? I could talk about it. I could say why it's not healthy to miss the mantvila. And there's a legitimate thing of people waltzing in at 11:30, davening shachris. I could rant and rave about it. But really, why am I? Is it going to change? If it could, in L'Tayelas, you figure out a way to do it in a nice way. But in the meantime, if you can't help, lazup. I'm talking to myself also, by the way. But the bottom line is, don't be self-righteous. Because that Hashem will be self-righteous with you if you're self-righteous with other people. You judge other people, kaf chayva, you're going to get the same thing. You doubt don people kavschus, you're going to get the same thing. Another concept is not winning approval by conforming just because you want to fit in. You don't conform just tamazai. If something's wrong, you don't conform. Chavetz Chaim talks about it. The ideal thing is if by chasana everybody's talking lashon hara, you show your disapproval, you get up, and you move to another table. Some people don't have the courage to do that, so he gives you other eights of how to go about it. That's fine. But the conforming, just for the sake of conforming, makes us a bunch of robots, and Hashem is not going to redeem us from this terrible gullus if we act like robots. We have to act like B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Following Hashem, following the Seichel HaYosher, removing the Yetzer Hara from ourselves, ask for guidance from healthy mentors. Ask Hashem for Siyat Dishmaya to give us healthy mentors. And look ourselves in the mirror and see our own discrepancies, see our own unhealthy shoulds and break it. And always ask Hashem for us to be Mekayim. Bechol Derechecha Do'eyu. Know Hashem in all your ways, in every stage of life. What is the right thing to do at this given moment? Bracha V'atzlacha.